Three great immigrant waves in American history. The United States has long been known as a nation of immigrants. In no other country have as many varied ethnic groups congregated and merged together as they have in America. America is not merely a nation, but a nation of nations. The first immigrants in American history came from Britain and the Netherlands. There have been three major waves of immigration in American history.
长久以来，美国一直以移民大国著称，没有任何一个国家像美国一样，有如此多不同的种族聚集和融合。美国不仅是一个国家，更是一个多种族的国家。美国历史上的第一批移民来自英国和荷兰。尽管在整个殖民时期，移民是美国发展中常见的事，然而最大的移民浪潮还是直到1815年才到来。美国历史上发生了三次大的移民潮。
The first wave of immigration occurred between 1820 and 1860, when the total number of immigrants reached 5 million. Immigrants came mainly from Western and Northern Europe, with about 2 million Irish and 1.7 million Germans, as well as a large number of African slaves who were sold to the United States.At the same time, a small number of immigrants came from Asia, mainly Chinese, who came to the United States to seek gold.
第一次移民高潮发生在1820年至1860年。这期间，移民总数高达500万。移民主要来自于西欧和北欧，其中爱尔兰人大约200万，德国人大约170万。还有大量被贩卖到美国的非洲黑奴，同时移民中也有少数来自亚洲，主要是来美国淘金的中国人。
The second wave of immigration was from 1861 to 1880, when about 5 million immigrants came to the United States. After the Civil War, the industrialization of the United States reached its peak, so there is a strong demand for labor.In order to attract European immigrants to the United States, President Lincoln lobbied the Congress to pass the Immigration Encouragement Act in 1864. Secretary Seward even issued a notice to U.S. diplomats in Europe, urging them to make attracting European immigrants a top diplomatic priority.In order to recruit skilled workers from Europe to work in the United States, some companies even went to Europe in groups to recruit laborers. They advertised in many European newspapers and printed pamphlets and offered enticing visions of the United States to attract immigrants. Some businesses also offered travel expenses to Europeans.who were willing to immigrate to the United States.
第二次移民浪潮是从1861年到1880年，约有500万移民来到美国。南北战争结束后，美国迎来了工业化的高峰期，对劳动力需求旺盛。为了吸引欧洲移民来美国，1864年，林肯总统游说国会通过了鼓励外来移民法。国务卿希沃德甚至向美国驻欧洲的外交官发出通告，要求他们把吸引欧洲移民作为一项最重要的外交任务来对待。为了从欧洲招募熟练工人来美国工作，一些企业还组团赴欧洲招聘。他们在欧洲许多报纸上刊登广告，印发小册子，对有移民愿望的欧洲人描绘美国诱人的前景。一些企业还对愿意移民美国的欧洲人提供所需的路费。
The third wave from 1881 to 1920 saw the number of immigrants soar to 23.5 million. The number of immigrants peaked at 1.285 million in 1907. During this period, the U.S. government enacted legislation many times to restrict European immigration and exclude Asian immigrants.The growth of old immigrants from Britain, Germany, Sweden, and other Northwest European countries was limited, but the growth of new immigrants from Italy, Russia, and other Southeast European countries was rapid.
第三次移民浪潮从1881年到1920年，移民人数猛增到2350万。移民顶峰是1907年，达到了 128.5 万人。这一阶段，美国政府多次立法限制欧洲移民，排斥亚洲移民。来自英国、德国、瑞典等西北欧国家的老移民增长有限，但是来自意大利、俄国等东南欧国家的新移民却增长迅速。After these three waves of immigration, the population of the United States surpassed 100 million for the first time in 1920. In the 100 years between 1820 and 1920, immigrants accounted for more than 20% of the annual growth of the U.S. population.These three waves of immigration in the history of the United States not only had a profound impact on the formation of the American national character, but also enabled the United States to rise rapidly in just over 100 years, replacing the United Kingdom as the world's top economic power and laid a foundation for the future as a world superpower.
经过这三次移民高潮，1920年美国的人口总数首次超过一亿。在1820年到1920年的100年间，移民数量占美国人口年增长数的 20% 以上。美国历史上的这三次移民潮，不但对美利坚民族性格的形成产生了深刻影响，而且使得美国在短短100多年的时间内能够迅速崛起，取代英国成为世界头号经济大国，并为以后成为世界超级大国打下基础。